A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Easter holiday.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-14560 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the Christian world in celebrating Easter, a Christian holiday that celebrates the belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the New Testament of the Bible, the event is said to have occurred 3 days after Jesus was crucified by the Romans and died in roughly 30 AD.
The holiday concludes the Passion of Christ, a series of events and holidays that begin with Lent, a 40-day period of fasting, prayer, and sacrifice, and ends with Holy Week, which includes Holy Thursday, the celebration of Jesus' Last Supper with his 12 apostles, Good Friday, on which Jesus' crucifixion is observed, and Easter Sunday. Although a holiday of high religious significance, in the Christian faith, many traditions associated with Easter date back to pre-Christian pagan times.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, you can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 001-202-465-0318. Or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba siyadivana blessing lusuku oluqhakathekileyo kakhulu kumakholwa umhlaba jikelele amakholwa ke okholo lwesiKristu iPasika likhefu eliqhakatheke kakhulu kazi ngoba yikho lapho okulemikhuba yokubana abantu babe bakhumbule ukusifela kwenkosi uJesu Kristu lapho namhlanje kungolwesihlanu kunje ngesonto kuyikho lapho avuka evuka khona lapho ayengcwatshwe khona singathina ayefakwe khona okuthiwa ke yithumbu ngesilungu ye siyakhumbula ukubana ke amakholwa amanye leli langa lalamhlanje baliqakathekisa kakhulu okokuthi kukhona abakuzilayo okufana lokudla inyama lokunye okunjalo njalo. Ye, siyafuna ke lamhlanje ukuthi sixoxe lani ke balaleli sizwe ukuthi lingali lithatha njani leli langa njalo lichone lisenzani ngokulokunye okunenginengi silabo ke esibanxusileyo esizaba sixoxa labo emoyeni blessing
okuka hamawadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitaura nezve zuva reEaster apo vechiKristu pasirose vari kubatana kurangarara mazuva iyayo achitanga nemusi wechina vakawanda vakatanga nezuro inozikanwa sekuti chidyo chekupedzisira chamambo Kristu vari pano pasi kana kuti yavanotiwo pachirungu the Last Supper, vachizororwa pamuchinjikwa vachizomuka kwapera mazuva matatu. Tinakunzwa kuti imi vatereri vedu nevamwe vari kutiona pa zvivhitivhiti pa Facebook apa Radio to TV manga muchite nhasi pazuva re Easter kudai pazoro rinoiri muri kuitei mabudirira here kuenda kumakereke kana kuti hamuna kukwanisa kuenda nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonerai tobva takufonerai zvakare kuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa tichikurukura nezvamaswera muchiita Chris.
Yes, blessing. We have our first guest, and that is Reverend Angliston Sibanda on the line. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much, Chris and crew.
Thank you so much. Now, can you tell us the significance of this day, especially in the Christian world?
Yes, it is a very important day in that it's a day where we mark the genesis of the Christian faith. However, I want to open the eyes of believers throughout the world, those of us who are listening, so that as we celebrate this day, we celebrate this day with knowledge. First and foremost, you realize that it has so many names. There is another group of people that call it Pesach. There is another meaning in Ndebele, we call it Pasika. And then there is another group of people that call it Passover. There is another group of people that call it Easter. Easter. It is originally it was a celebration of fertility, not in Northern Europe. It was a pagan day that was christened by Constantine when he was converted to Christianity. Bear in mind that we are using a Roman calendar, so the Roman system adulterated the Christian faith, as it were. So in terms of it being the exact date, that is questionable because of those factors that it originates. That's why they're calling it Easter, and others are calling it Pesach. But nonetheless, the most important thing for us as Christians is that whether it is the day of that marks the celebration of the goddess of fertility, but to us, the meaning that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he rose again is the most significant part. We commemorate and celebrate his death, not only his death, but his resurrection, in that he rose again from the dead. That made him unique above everybody else, in that he is the first person to rise from the dead, to die for on our behalf, and to rise again from the dead, and to ascend to heaven, leaving us with a promise of his imminent return.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Easter holiday. And we have our second guest just joining us now. That is Father Reki Mashaya Mombe of the Roman Catholic Church. Father Mashaya Mombe, good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening. Thank you so much. It's a splendid honor to be on Studio 7.
Thank you so much. Now, Father Mashaya Mombe, tell us, how significant is Easter?
It's an amazing celebration to begin with, and I'd like to appeal to our listeners that to begin with it is true, it is very true, and it's undeniable. The origins of Easter are stemming from the celebrations that were pagan. But as I've always stated, and I've got to understand the word pagan to mean something that's evil. It is wrong for us to have that connotation. So the word pagan should be understood in the sense that those who do not follow Yahweh or Jesus Christ, full stop. That was the understanding then. They lived in societies and communities where people had fertility gods, and that concept was wrong. But the essence of Okay. Remember, Jesus said, I came to fulfill, not to destroy. We need to start from that mark.
Mm-hmm.
I also have someone who says, in our culture, you would hear people running around talking about Astere, talking about Easter coming from the pagan, talking about how evil it is. These are the very same traditions, customs that came from the people. But these are the very same people who would accept the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If they accept the Lord, they should be able to understand that this is intrinsically shona. It would not stay as Christianity is, but they are going to get money through the Lord.
Tinotenda zvikuru Father Pasha Bombe pombobata pakadaro todzoka futi kwamuri Chris.
Okay.
Yes, Reverend Spanda. Now, can you tell us why do we have people celebrating Easter the same way that they celebrate Christmas? These are, of course, the same. They are celebrating the life and death of the same person, Jesus. Now, is there a way, a proper way of distinguishing the way that people should go about celebrating these two festivities?
Actually, the latter, meaning the Christmas, is never instructed in Scripture. Jesus Christ never instructed us to celebrate his birthday. Nonetheless, there is controversy around that. My colleague, Father, would know that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. That is another, that's a debate for theologians for another day. But the problem is that people now confuse these holidays. People have lost the appreciation of the deep meanings of I don't want to call it Easter myself, but the deep meaning of the death and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. The reason why I don't want to call it Easter is because I don't want to be involved in the controversies that surround the origins of Easter. But the most important thing is that we are commemorating that Jesus died. So people lose meaning of these festivals, and they begin to celebrate them willy-nilly. They indulge in drunkenness. They indulge in idolatry. They indulge in so many other things that they are not supposed to be indulging in. Because this holiday marks the Passover, like Father has said, marks the beginning of the new era. To the children of Israel, in the month of Nisan, it marked the birth of a new nation that left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea into the promised land. And to us, it marks the day when Jesus Christ was, the night where Jesus Christ was betrayed and crucified and carried our sins. The Bible says he bore our infirmities on his body, and by his stripes we were healed. The Bible says he himself bore our sins. So it represents the day where Christ Jesus took our sins upon him and presented his own blood, which became an atonement for our sins. And at the Last Supper, like Father has said, Jesus gave us an example where he took bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take this, eat, this represents my body. And he did the same with wine. And we do this in remembrance of him. So it is very significant in that it is the day where we remember the ultimate sacrifice that was made by the Son of God. The Bible says he was the Word. He was the Word. He was God, and he was with God in the beginning. But he became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And this is the day where he paid the ultimate sacrifice so that through him we may be reconciled with God, so that there is no more enmity between us and God, as it had happened in the beginning when Adam and Eve had sinned and were cast away and alienated from God. But this day represents the day where we were reunited with God through faith. So it is not a day of getting drunk, but it is a day of remembering that Christ died for us and that he is coming again.
Thank you so much, Reverend Sibanda. Tom Boenda pa Facebook page yedu kuti vanhu vari kuti kudi normal in love vari kuti hi watching from Pretoria Mabopane. Thank you so much. Wata Edwin Maguta ari kuti Goko was good and we shared happiness at St. Paul's Cathedral. Moses Beta, happy Easter. Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you too. Tandiwe Gumbo, happy Easter. Happy Easter to you. Boaz Jayaguru, happy Easter weekend watching from Gaborone. That's Botswana. Happy Easter to you too. And then we have Patricia Witu, happy Easter. Happy Easter. Thank you. Petsman Shoti Nyamagodo, happy Easter. Thank you so much. Joseph Moto, watching from Indianapolis. That's here in America. Chenamo Chemtengwende, watching from Richard Morgan Changirai House. Happy Easter. Regaiti Zokere kuna Father Mashaya Mombe. Father Mashaya Mombe, Tombo Taura, Nerimirwa Mai. Zuare Easter. Kana kuti zororo iri rakakosha zvakadii muchitendero?
Ndina kutenda vabva kutaura chokwadi izvo rakakosha, rakatanga nemusvondo tichipemberera kupinda muYerusarema. Apo kupinda kwataita muYerusarema, mambedu Yesu Kristu aitaura achiti, ndini mukuru wechitendero, ndini Mwari wacho. Vanhu vose vari kuchema vachishamatako vachiti hosana mwanakomana waDhavhidhi. Auya kunozoisa chigaro chehushe, hushe kwete hwepasi pano pasi hwekudenga. Nemusi nezuro takapemberera mambedu Yesu Kristu vachigadza kana kuisa upristi paparepo nekupemberera maiko emupiro mutsva, new covenant. Today, truly speaking, mambedu Yesu Kristu anoura pachipiyaniso ichi ndiko chokwadi chatisingagoni kusvika. Pane mufaroso vanunzi Nietzsche akagopanzi achiti Mwari aMwari akafa mune matere iko, because that's part one of the script. Part two of the script is tomorrow, is resurrection. No, pano kuongwe chikatoliki kuti Kristo tose zvisinei mukatoliki kuti chii so kuti tifaidzi vaKristo mamiri seKristo afanira kumugamisa asi akatadza kumugamisa asi kudino akatadza kumugamisa asi ndiri kusatana akatarara vanhu vanoshoreka but kumuka kwaakaita muvasi kwakaedza kutsanangura kuti zvose zvamaitauya kubva kuvaprofita nesungu dzenyu nerupenyu rwenyu rwose ndakurwisa kuna baba so this is very important itibira ratinopemberera chiedza mwari ari kunza chiedza mukati merupenyu rwangu nerwako nekuti rima ranga rakati tibikira rina rerufu itira ratinopemberera rupenyu rutsva kune vamwe vachapapatidzwa baptism became a life through his resurrection itira ratinonzwa shoko rapenzi rinotiponesa rinotipa rugare kubva kuna genesi we are saved by this by scripture which emanates from tradition then itira ratinopemberera vabiko aye atinozoti haakadigare nchita zvinozondeuka saka ingo yakatikoshera chaizvo
tinotenda zvikuru Father Reki Mashaya Mombe Veromen Catholic Ramba is Nyimuri Parunari. Because for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we have Reverend Angliston Sibanda and Father Reki Mashaya Mombe. Chris.
Yebo, blessing. Si labalaleli abasilandelayo yegu Facebook. Kulo kumbulani ncube oyena othi ukhanya ufuna ukuthi azise abantu ukuqakatheka kwelanga lalamhlanje uthi yena ilanga lephasika lilanga lokukhumbula ukufa kwenkosi uJesu. It's not a good Friday ngoba kwaba lusizi ukufa kwenkosi ilanga lokuthokoza ngelanga lesonto Sunday lapho inkosi uJesu eyavuka kwabafileyo. Yes, blessing the listener there is saying people should not necessarily celebrate today but on Sunday because that's the day when the Lord Jesus resurrected. Mfundisi Sibanda, uyavumelana yini lo mlaleli wethu lo?
Yebo kakhulu umbona ukondile ngoba masi silandela lusuku okumele sizihlole lusuku okumele sizisondese enkosini uJesu lusuku okumele sikhumbule umsebenzi owenzakala eCalvary elithi izwi lenkosi bamhlukuluza bamshaya bawulima umhlane wakhe bamthwalisa isiphambano bamkhafulela bemhlukuluza lithi iBhayibheli bamisa isiphambano entabeni yaseGolgotha bambethela lampompozi igazi wafa kabuhlungu lithi iBhayibheli waba phakathi kwezikhiwe so asolanga elokujayiva sijabule kodwa lilanga lokukhumbula uJesu asenzela khona esiphambanweni sizisondeze kuye sizisondeze kuNkulunkulu sibonge uNkulunkulu ngomuso ongaka owasenzela wona ukuthi iBhayibheli sasifile ezonweni sikude loNkulunkulu singalabudlelwano loNkulunkulu kodwa uKristu Jesu ngesikhathi esifaneleyo weza wasifela bese kusithi ke ngesonto lilanga esingasicelebrate khona sijabulela ukuthi owethu uvukile ethu elesikhawe alibanga lechawe elafela elaphelele kufeni njengamanye amachawe kodwa lichawe elanqoba ukufa ngokufa lavuka kwabafileyo wasimela ezulwini njalo into engithanda ukuthi ngigcizelele kakhulu uJesu udaba lakhe qethi indaba kayiphelanga ekuthini uJesu wafa wavuka kuphela kodwa indaba yethu iphelele ukuthini uyenza masinyane ukuzolanda abangabakhe xa sesijabula-ke lapho sijabula sikhumbula ukuthi uJesu esimlinde esimkhumbulayo uyeza futhi masinyane indaba yethu iphelele ukuthini ithelele emaphakadeni ayicini lapho ukuthini wavuka kwabafileyo wahamba ezulwini sokungazani singabantu abangalathemba kodwa silalela ithemba lokuthi ngokwenyuka kwakhe uzeza futhi njalo ezolanda ibandla lakhe.
Hayi, kuyezwakala, sibongile. Ungayalulophu bambile ecingweni lapho sifake ke omunye umhlonipha wethu blessing.
Tine mutereri mkoma Donald, makadi mkoma Donald.
Nofara mkoma blessing na mkoma Chris Murisego.
Hai so tiri nani zvedu. Tipe upfungwa dzenyu mkoma Donald.
Haina angu ndakundikanawo kuenda kunoungana nevamwe ndinodanda kubasa kuno kumongozva kuti kuno kumarimuka kwatiri kunongo chingodzingirira nekutsvaka zvatakafambira kuno. Saka handina kukwanisa kana chasa ndakasira wangu kudzoka asi hapana kwandazomboinda kuti ndingati ndanounganawo nevamwe asi chandongoda kugotenda ngechekuti vana vamufundisi avo ngavaramba vachidzidza vanhu kuti zviro zvino zvoita sekuchiziva iri kana kuti holiday easter ndeyekungomadoro hatinyatsi kuziva meaning yacho nokungoti tongoona vanhu vachingoita sekuti paeaster ndo pane mukana wokuti vaite zvinhu mabira zvavo kana kuti zvaanenge vachida kana mafaro avo kuti vanenge vachinoenda kumavhavo vakaungana sehama neshamwari asi meaning chaichaiyoita sekuti yakutopera yakutorashika pane vamwe vamwe vavo vachiri kurikoshesa like vanoenda kuzepisi kumoriya like kuno asi chimwe chichazoitika ndechekuti nhamo inenge iri munyika asi zvakaita kwedu kuzimbabwe vanhu vanoita sekuti havachina basa naro nenyaya yekuti mari yekufamba kana kuti magathering kumachechi kwaanenge vachinda hazvichakwanisi kuitika izvozvo izvi saka munhu anoita sekuti haana basa nazvo kana kuti haacharikoshesi asi yetino inyaya yenhamo inenge iri munyika kunoku unotoona kutoti movement yavanhu yakasiyana nekumusha vanhu vanoenda chaizvovo vakasiyana siyana kana kumisha dzavo vachinoonana nehama neshamwari vachinodi kuno hakwedu vamanje ndokunonetsa isusu ndo saka muchina tina kwatinofamba tichiinda nekuti tinenge tiri kana kumba kwacho.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda hama dzangu, ndatenda vaisaisa.
Tinotenda tichiti muve neEaster yakanaka.
Nemivo ikoko.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Donald Mamboma is in South Africa. Father Mashaya Mumba, is you on the line? Yeah, there's a question here from Ndabazezwe Vicky. Who is saying, I have nothing against Easter, but celebrating it doesn't conform to religious diversity. For example, in school or workplaces, celebrating it exacerbates exclusion of other religions. What's your response to that?
You see, we have to find ourselves in a context and not in a vacuum. We have to celebrate Easter. We have to. If we don't do that, how then are we able to evangelize? This is a time where we speak about Jesus, how he helped humanity. Resurrection is not only for Christians. Resurrection is for mankind. Regardless of which religion you go to. Because you shall surely die. Dying is not only for Christians. Dying is for everyone. But what happens when you rise? That's the question of our lives. So we cannot say we cannot celebrate Easter because it will exacerbate the debate that it seems as if Christianity and its values are being propagated more than perhaps Islam, than perhaps Buddhism, Hinduism, traditionalism. So we have to help Christianity. This is one work where one might be led to say that there is life after death through Jesus. I just want to say something. You see, even atheists, their debate should be parallel on senior atheists who, at the moment of death, or scientists, they'll be able to purport and say, had I known you earlier, Lord, I would have done so much for you. Had I known you earlier. Wisdom without prejudice, wisdom which is unbiased, will help you to understand the true life. In final sense, Pilate, who was a Roman citizen, asked Jesus, which means, what is the truth? And Jesus kept quiet. Because he was the embodiment of truth, the way, and the truth, the way, and the life.
Thank you so much. Father Mashaya Mumbe, please do stay on the line. We also have Remigio Gunduza, who says, very happy with this service, encouraging people to celebrate the important moments experienced by Jesus Christ, where he was crucified by sinners to give us life and to work our redemption. This Easter holiday differs from Christmas holiday. Takudzwa Gonese says, I'm watching from South Africa. Chris.
Yes, blessing. We have a listener.
I think Richard.
Hello.
Hey, Magadigo, Kwazwai.
Aiwa, Tirinani, Ndimkoma Richard.
Hey, Ndibaba Mfundisi Richard Moyo, yes.
Hey, Magadigo, enyu.
aiwa tinofara.
Eh, maswera muchitei nhasi pa Easter holiday kudai?
Ah, taswera chigadzira tine ungano hombe yatiri kutanga nhasi nevanhu vakawanda zvikuru makiriki mazhinji South Africa kuno kune Pasika hombe.
Mhm.
Iri kutanga nhasi ispira wangwana mangwana sibata futi imwe service makiriki futi mazhinji. Eh, saka ndoza tiri kugadzira already taakuda kutosvika panzvimbo kuti vanhu va already vanhu vakutoungana zvavo.
Ndiapi makereka ya baba moyo.
Eh, mai mai. Hello.
Ah, muna kuti pamawe machechi acho ari kuya apa ndiapa.
Machechi ari kuno kwakawanisa zvikuru.
Ah, ndiwo sangana mesi.
Vana missionary, ma United, nakini dzati vatendi, mazambara akawandisa ndikagonuma verenga ezvaro veZimbabwe. Eh, zvatinazo munharaunda kuno kuti ndi takaungana. Kune mafias ndokune muungano epasika tichipinda futi mangwana makuseni kune mwe futi pasika futi makiriki futi mazhinji kune kwakadarana nonzwa tichiparidza nezvekuti fira kwaita Jesu Kristu nokumuka kwake iri nhau yokugamuchira muviri waKristu chitora kuvhesi ya John 6:22 Jesu achiti ndini chingwa choupenyu anani anogamuchira ina chawana upenyu saka ndidzi dzimwe mauma vhesi achirwa nezvavo mukati mezvara nhasi sezvaro reZimbabwe zviri mukati menyika ine South Africa takaona zvakakodzera kuti tiungane tinoziva kuti vamwe already vakabva kupasika musi wa 14 April vachiri including una Exodus 12 inenge tava 14 abib saka nhasi uno kune ungano hombe zvisingagoni kuverengwa kuti vanhu vari kurangana ishe wavo mukati mezvara nhasi mufaro chiri chete.
Saka izvi munozviita gore negore zvekuti munenge muchiungana makereke akasiyana siyana anobva kusouth africa ari makereke ari musouth africa ezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe
gore negore tinenge tichiungana nokuti iri makereke akawanda especially mupretoria muno anobva kuna namamilodi olivini Rustenburg kune makereke ariko omosvasika makereke anenge achisva kana ma25 nevafundi kusvika ma25 saka tinenge tichipurana maplatform ekuparidza vhangeri ngatinge tapedza bhodzi pasika yedu haisi pasika bedzi pasika inkunjiwa muviri washe wacho nokugamuchira ropa rakristu saka inoita kutangana ku4 o'clock yeusiku vanhu vanga kuti vakugamuchira tichidzisana nokuti jesu kristu anoti munofanira kuti meetis muchindirangarira gore negore saka isi pasika yekuti inenge ipadzwa vhangeri tongaita zvaakaita iye nevadzidzi vake vane 12 achinofanira kuti meetis muchindirangarira saka noza tiitiita izvozvo pane makereke akawanda zvikuru pachiitwa zvakasiyana siyana makwaya madrama akasiyana siyana paungano tirikuita mangwana futi tirikuenda futi zvekumwe kune ungano futi nemakereke futi akawandisa anenge ariko saka ndo zvatiri kuita mukati menzvimbo yesouth africa zvezimbabwe tichikurudzira kuti ngatigone kurangarira ishe wedu zvatiriita sokomakore for 13 years tiri mukati menzvimbo ine yesouth africa tichingeti zvakafanana izvozvo saka zvimwe zvatiri kuita mukati mezvara nhasi takaswera tichigadzira nzvimbo tichindoona kuti vari kupedza sei vari kugadzira kuti kachinge takusvika vatungamiriri tibve tabasa zvakanaka saka already so far zvaava kuda kutotanga tirikutoona vanhu vari kuda kuda kugadzira kuda kutotanga kuti urongwa hwavo uchitotanga zvakuti youth itangizai kuimba mapresident worship.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda mashoko angu okupesira ndoda kukurudzira zvikuru zvazvo zveZimbabwe zviri kufamba nzendo zvichienda kasiyana siyana chimwe zvetine urombo takarasirwa nemhuri yeZimbabwe nezuro 10 vakatisiya. Vachibva kumukati menjike yeZimbabwe vakaita tsaona nekombi vakapirira ipapo vose including nevana saka tirongoti vatyairi vedzimotokari fambai nevanhu zvakanaka mutarise nzira nokuti upenyu hwevanhu hwakakosha nehavo vese vari kuuya kumapasika akasiyana siyana tinongoti fambai zvakanaka kumapasika amuri kuenda kauti hatiri kuenda upenyu hwevanhu huve upenyu hwakanaka nokuti zvinhu zvinorwadza nokuti vanhu vakawanda tiri kuchema nehama dzakatisiya dzakatirasikira nezuro mukati menyika ini yatiri South Africa ndinongotendawo nemufaro wandinawo nokuti zvara nhasi zvahombe ndikasiita hanengi iri kunyatsa kurova nokuti vanhu vatiri kuatenda vanhu vakawanda zvikuru saka ndiva kutenda mwari naizvozvo ropafadzo hai muve neista yakanaka matimano ezimbabwe tinongoti mwari unenge akukomborera kuropafadze nekwamuri kwekuamerica nebasa ramuri kuita ngarambe richikura naizvozvo tinotenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Richard Moyo.
Thank you.
Of course, he's saying that, during holidays like this. There are usually road traffic accidents. Mm. And he's saying there are Zimbabweans who are suspected to have died in South Africa yesterday when there was an accident. I think about 10, 11, some are saying 13. So he's saying that people must be careful on the roads. Sure, you know, sure. Sometimes it tends to be dangerous and deadly. Chris?
Yes. Blessing, we have a listener, Silo Skumbuzo Mlalaz, etingweni. Siyakubonga ukwamukela kuhlelo Mlalaz.
Ngiyabingelela bafo ke Studio 7 njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungaphi kwamhla?
Ngise part of England, e-UK.
Oh, e-UK. Ungasiphathisa usitshela ukuthi usuku lwakho belunjani lwe-Easter?
Hayi, no, usuku luhle kakhulu. Namhlanje sibonga khona ukuthi u-Studio 7 akukho ma-politicians banabafundisi namhlanje. Angithi namhlanje kubethelwa yona inkosi enkulu yabhadala izikoloto zethu esiphambanweni. Manje abafundisi bakithi nabo kumele ngabe basebenzisa sonke nalesi sikhathi esikhona namhlanje ukuthi kuthandazele izwe lakithi nama-leaders esinawo ukuthi akhwetha yiyo inkosi. Ukuthi izwe lakithi liye phambili ngoba ungananzelela abantu siphila nokufuna ukuzwa khona okwesifuna ukuzwa sifuna ukuzwa iqiniso. Kodwa kuma ulandela iBhayibheli yasho ukuthi zona izinsuku ezinzima zizala khona ukuphumelela kwabantu. Yebo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Siyabonga kakhulu ngamazwi akho.
Sibonisa kakhulu ezweni lakithi elihle leZimbabwe mabaqini isindi ukuthi konke khona kwama-tablets esikuwo into ephelayo is not a permanent kuzophela. Kungaba isikhathi eside kodwa-ke sizophinda jabule futhi njengenkosi nayo afisa phambanini kubuhlungu. Namhlanje siyamanesithi is a hero ngoba wahamba through that pain. Nathi we are going to be heroes of tomorrow through ama-pains esiba kuwo, but awethu siyaziyenzela thina.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Nani ngiqine khona bakithi nangile nabantu bakithi eZimbabwe nabantu bakithi kakhulu esicala ngela ngizala khona.
Oh, okay. Hayi, ube nobusuku obuhle. Sibongile. Blessing, before we go any further, I have several questions here sent by our listeners to Reverend Svanda. But I'll just take them one at a time. Just the first one is Baba Svanda, kulo mlaleli wethu lapha uSola Wesley ucela ukubuza yena uthi mfundisi Svanda, lezi inkonzo ezifana lama-ZCC Shembe laboguda ezingakholelwa kuJesu pho zibuthanelani ngayo le iholiday?
Ngicabanga ukuthi labo bathetha ithuba lokuthi njengoba kulekhefu elikhulu abantu bonke besemsebenzini labo babuthane, kodwa-ke bona njengoba bengakholelwa kuJesu labo babuthane bathathe nje i-chance yokuthi njengoba kuyi-holiday babuthane labo benze abafuna ukukwenza. Ngicabanga nje ukuthi babuthana ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi baselebrate bayenza abafuna ukukwenza ngoba kulethwe khefu elide abantu bengayanga emsebenzini.
Ye, omunye njalo quickly blessing umsunduzwa Ndlovu uthi yena iBhayibheli engiliphetheyo lingitshela ukuthi iPasika ingomhla ka 14 January. Lokhu ukuthola kuLevi 23 ivesi ngelika 5. Liqiniso yini le?
Ngichilo ngathi mina indaba yePasika vele kayindikhule umsindo omnene about what 2050 ngoye ukuthi isista kahle kahle kuyini. Inkinga yethu engikhulume ngayo ukuthi thina sisebenzisa i-Roman calendar. I-Roman calendar yena le eyaphanjaniswayo kwacucacu kwavoxwavoxa into eziningi. Ngase sithi mina kungasenani into eqakathekileyo yukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi at some point uJesu wafa njalo uJesu wavuka kwabafileyo. Singathatha leli thuba kosho ngama-date lawo akhona whether they are correct or wrong, but sikhumbule nini the essence. I-essence yendaba isiqoqe lapha endaba ukuthi uJesu wafa, uJesu wavuka njalo uJesu yeza masinyane. Ngoba lokho siyakwazi sonke, ngikhulumile ukuthi ngiqalisa ukuthi Easter ile abanye bathi Easter kwakukhonzwa kwakucelebrate ugoddess of fertility yipagan religion lento sinjalo kodwa iminto engithengitheke iqatha ukuthi sibambe ukuthi kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi at some point over 2000 years ago uJesu wasifela singaqalisa idebate yama dates hayi kungaze kube kusasa inkosi yamadonkazi aphume impondo singafunile sayiqeda ngoba nginjelani lembuzo eminingi ngokuthi why did we have to adopt iRoman calendar kodwa kayizikwe sikuthole kukhona asilamandla ukukutshintsha ngoba sikusystem evele ikhona kodwa umqoka ukuthi Jesu wafa lokuthi wavuka lokuthi uyeza masinyane.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu. Please do stay on the line, blessing.
Tinemwe mutereri vamadzura makadi.
Ndiripo kana makadiwo nkoma bhezi.
Aiwa isu tiripo zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro muri kuite paista.
Isu zvedunde zvekungototakatadza kuwana nemukana wekuti tiendewo kuma mhemberero dzeista. Asi inguva yakafanira kuti zvino nguva inotibatsira nekuti sinungura nekuti inguva yekurangarira kuroverwa kwakaitika Jesu Kristu achiroverwa zvivi zvedu zvinoti kana tose patinotadza inguva yanga yakatofanira kuti dai kuri kunzi Mwari vachitikomborera yatinotochema zvivi zvedu toregererwa zvivi zvedu zvese zvatinotadza tiri panyika.
Saka imi muri kupi chaiko vamadzura?
Ini ndiri ku South Africa Joburg.
Oh, muri ku Johannesburg. Saka nhasi mashanda here kana kuti yanga iri holiday?
Ya, nhasi tanga tiri pabasa sezvo munoziva kuti kurarama kwedu tiri kutoitawo zviya zvekufuridzira tichinyengerera mumabasa patinenge tiri nekuti ukaregera kuenda kubasa mhuri dzinofa kumusha nenzara. Saka ndanga ndiri pabasa nhangu nhasi pazuva ranhasi. Sezvinoyo tiripo pamabasa ipapo tinenge titorangarirawo tichichema kuna Mwari kuti dai Mwari matisunungurirawo matiregererawo kutadza kwatinoita uye dai Mwari wasunungurawo futi wanyanya kupindira kunyika yedu yezimbabwe ndinoona kana zviitiko zvimwe zvizhinji zviri kuitika kunyika yedu yezimbabwe zvii zvakanyanya kuda kunge zvinoti wandei maningi kunyika yedu yekuzimbabwe zvekutoti dai kuri kuti vatungamiriri wenyika Mwari wanonyanyopindwawo neshoko raMwari zvakanyanyisa inguva yakatofanira kuti dzinonguva kana paine zvinhu zvinenge zvichida kuti wawe wanozipa kumberi kwaMwari wachichema pamberi kwaMwari kuti dai taregererwa inguva inenge yakatofanira ipapa kuti dai taitogona tichitosunungurwa toto.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamadzura nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinotenda zvikuru dai muchigarawo pose pose ndiri muteereri westudio 7 panguva dzose kana paine zvirongwa zvakawanda wanda ndiri muteereri anogara aripo panguva dzose nopota muchindifonerawo ndinotaura nemi ndakasununguka chaizvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu. Aiwa tichaedza kudaro dzimwe nguva nhare mbozha dzinomboti netsei dzimwe nguva vanhu vacho vanomboti wandisei asi chitenge chiri chido chedu kuti tirambe tichitaura tese.
Aiwa takanaka panonzwikwa asi apo nepapo munomborangarirawo muchimboti regai timbobatawo muteereri wedu wamadzura timbonzwa kuti wari kuti kudii
aiwaichokwadibatira
iye zvizviwo tikutochema titori watungamiriri wafundisi chaiwo chechi asi tatokundikanawo kuti tikaendewo nekuti isusu tinotenda pane chitenderi chedu taifanira kunge takatoungana tiri kunyika yekuzimbabwe but takatotadzawo nemhosva yekuti tiri pamabasa vamwe vakakundikanawo nekutadza nekuti mari dzacho dziri kunetsa ndekuti tiri kutogadzira mari dzekuti tichengetedze tichichengetawo mhuri dziri kumusa kwezimbabwe dziri kutambura.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Let's go to Father Mashaya Mombe. Are you still on the line?
I'm around here, Shiwangu.
Thank you so much. Now, Father Mashaya Mombe, tell us, what will you be doing from Sunday to Monday?
From Sunday to Monday, I am going to celebrate...
Oh, I should have said Saturday, actually. I'm thinking today is Saturday.
Tomorrow evening, I'm starting mass at 8 o'clock in the evening. Misa inengeiri yekutaura kuti taakupemberera zvino usiku wekumuka kwamambedi Yesu Kristo. We know that it's a 3-day window period for akamuka, but for personal reasons, it's up an Easter vigil. This is the marker of all vigils. Those varakakosha mukati meripenyu redu. Mumisa muchatanga ndatora candle. Candle runs Easter candle. Ndori patidza nemoto. Mambedi Yesu Kristo ndiye chiedza chiripenyu redu. Unoziya chikunakidza kwazvo kana chivanhu chedu chirimo imomo. Unoziya kana chana nemunhu chiti uri rima. Kana kuti ane rima. Kana kuti pamba apa irima. Kana kuti munhu irima. Zvinotaura kuti hapana chimupo. Asi kana paane mwenje zvino. That light means that there is life. Light brings life. Light brings foresight. So we're going to do that candle Easter celebration. Kichiti mwenje uyu. Wakutipa waro rekufamba naro. Tangatiri murima. There's not any direction yekuenda. Ndobandapinda ndichipedza ipapo ndobandapinda pakuparidza shoko kubva kuna Genesis 9 readings tichiverenga imwe neimwe tichiparidza tichiona kuti ruponeso runobva kupi kubva kuna Adam kusvikira kuna mambo Yesu Kristo kufa nekumuka kwake ndozobatidza vana vanosvika ma22 ndozoita zvino kuti taakuchigamuchira mwiri waKristo saka ini ndofunga ndozopedza kana ma2 AM tichava nemakuwerere ekufara chaizvo. Vana vanhu vangu vese vari kuRoadview TCPT Greendale Highlands kune church yedu Assumption of Our Lady. Uyai tinamate tirumbidze tenzi. Celebration yakatikoshera yakanakisa chaizvo. And I'll urge all Catholics to go to your church. I'll urge all Christians, whichever denomination you come from, whether Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian Church, my apostolic, Pentecostal, and I, munonamata tenzi. The father I'm going to somebody is saying, that's not how it is.
I want to note that Reverend Rabbi Budiparunare, Chris.
Yes, blessing. I'll go back to the Reverend. The same question will be answered later by Reverend Swan. I'll go to Father Masha Mombe. Father Masha Mombe, you are encouraging people to go to church and pray and all that, but we are noticing that because of the economic hardships affecting people. As we speak right now, we've been talking to some people who are saying that, you know, why should I be thinking of that? I'm hungry, I don't have money, and all that. Do you notice any move from the traditional church, like the Catholics and, you know, those churches that have been there before, to these new Pentecostal churches? Do you see any move from those traditional churches to the new churches?
I need to understand your question. When you say move, what are you trying to...
What I'm trying to say is right now you are telling me to go and kneel and pray and go home. But when I go to... I want to mention the names of the other churches or the leaders of those churches. I go there, they give me some...
prosperity water. Gospel, maybe that's what Chris is.
Okay, now I understand where
you're... Yeah, now you get what I'm saying. And then I get some oil and stuff.
Here's the thing, my brother.
Yes.
We should come to what we call maturity of our Christian faith. I am Catholic. I come from a very conservative church that is open itself. Sometimes I even wonder why we call it conservative. But anyway, let us say that because it was there since the past 2007 years. Then we have what I'll call newer churches, newer faith. And these churches, their leaders, their charismatic leaders, would want their children or their adherents to... If you do not have certain possessions or assets or statuses, now, when we have that, then also when they pray, when you offer, they have a standard of saying, offer this so that your plea may be answered by God. Well, here's what I can say. Be comfortable in the house of God that you are in. There are other churches where you can profess your faith, get healed, be loved, be cared for, be nurtured spiritually, and also have a sense of belonging. So we are saying there are more than enough doors that are open to embrace you. Why should you live by yourself going to that particular one?
Okay.
He shouldn't. He should not.
Yeah.
So basically, we are coming also to the sense of the gospel of prosperity that you've just stated. My brothers, it's a shame. And sometimes I feel so disheartened at how humanity has been robbed, not in the night, during day, broad daylight, and they willingly go and open themselves. They say, come and look for me. You see, we are no longer in the age and era of Masendeke and Chitume, where we shut our doors and say in fear that they will come. Right now, when you go, you walk to them. Mm-hmm. They do things to you that you open up your bank account, you open your wallet. And to them, they walk scot-free. This should stop. I will not mention names, as you say. Mm-hmm. Just a week ago, one particular pastor in Harare, he used some oils. I don't know what he was doing on the chairs and so forth. And you know what? So many people were falling down and said, and I vehemently say, this is wrong. This is taking advantage of the people. Mm-hmm. Of course, we understand the economic situation, as you stated, has made people so gullible. Because that's what we want, and the people have taken advantage of that. You pay a certain particular amount of money to touch some oil, to have some oil, in the hope that your marriage will be safe, your bank account will be increased, your business will make a profit, and you will live a happy life, which is not intrinsically a Christian life. A Christian life means that you should suffer. And he accepted it. Many doctrines, if I can call them, of the that are coming up, eliminate suffering. They say it's evil. Well, iron sharpens iron. Well, for you to be called gold, you have to pass through a furnace. And that's not what these newer churches would want. They don't want that. They want shortcut faith. Hence, the gospel of prosperity. Well, does it mean that if my bank is set, then I'm prosperous? We may not be prosperous financially. We may not be prosperous in terms of assets. But perhaps we are prosperous in terms of virtue, in loving my parents, in loving one another, in respecting one another, in being hopeful, in being charitable, in seeing the poor and sharing the plight that they have. I may not be prosperous in my bank account, but I'll be prosperous in sharing with the poor. No, but it's the gospel of prosperity. So when they preach that gospel to me, they should not tell me about finances only. They should tell me about how to live a virtuous life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
just
so much.
A quick comment as well, Reverend Sivanda, on those churches that make people eat snakes, drink a red poison and stuff like that.
I think we should not be moved by anything. The Bible says the problem is that we have Christians, believers, that do not read scriptures on their own. That depend on these people to tell them. The Bible says about the believers in Berea that they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that after Paul had preached, they went home and searched the scriptures to ascertain if what Paul was preaching was true. And the Bible says, as a result, many of them believed. So we have Christians that are dependent on prophecy, that are dependent on so many of these things and these gimmicks that will then, out of desperation, fall into this trickery that is being done by these people. But it doesn't have to move us. Because even Jesus Christ himself predicted that so many false Christs and false prophets will arise in my name and deceive many. So that is the fulfillment of that scripture. So many are rising up, calling themselves prophets, and their objective is to deceive many. But the Bible says that do not worry, you will know them by their fruits. Eventually, they will get exposed and we will know them by what they will produce. So there's no anomaly about having these people because Christ Jesus predicted in Scripture. What is important is for believers to search the scriptures so that they know what true religion is, what true Christianity is, and not fall into the trap of these people that lure you, people using so many of these gimmicks. Some of these things are nowhere in scripture. They are just unscriptural and the sheer manipulation of the people's desperation. But people shouldn't be so desperate and depend on a man. But people should be desperate for God and not desperate for things. The problem is that we have people, we are seeking after things and not seeking after God. When we seek after things, we get fall into these traps. But when we seek after God, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. When we find God, we will not fall into these manipulative traps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Reverend. Silabalaleli lapha abasilandelayo ku Facebook. Uthandeni Mqondisi Chibale uthi indaba zika Jesu ziyasinda, zifuna umuntu okwazi indaba zakhe njalo ungabuzi kakhulu. Usiphiwe Manko Sithole uthi Happy Easter Hlobo. It's time to say thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you died for me. Thank you. We celebrate the opening of direct forgiveness of sins and acceptance of all races to the temple, to Christianity. Thank you. Lati siyabonga. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I think we have some more following on Facebook. Klopas Matambandini Arguti watching from Pretoria. Thank you so much. Kotni Mpemi Koti Arguti, please call me. Anga ambonyira zvakare achiti nhasi izwa guru asi vafundisi musatora advantage kubira vanhu muchishandisa zita remunhu akafira zvitadzo zvedu. Ndaswera ndakatsanya hangu ndazvosinungura nekuenda kubhawa hangu ipapapo manje mukoma kuti tawanirwa nyasha Lituli from Harare. Thank you so much following. Tones Bond arikuti ariku Johannesburg. Mary Rudomoyo Mukamuri watching from Port Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, thank you so much. Brian Bennett Mbajani watching from Sandton, Johannesburg. Thank you so much. Chris, we are almost coming to the end of the program. Reverend Mashaya, Father Mashaya Momberatha, your last word. Father Mashaya Mombe?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Let us give our due reverence to God. Okay. I urge all Christians to love one another, to respect one another. Respecting human dignity is important. Jesus died for us, yet he will rise for us. And everything that we do, we should always ask ourselves. This man took his life, he died for us. I'm sorry, his life was taken away, he died for us. And I am supposed to do something honorable, something charitable, something dignified to prove that I am a worthy Christian. I urge all people of different religions, so much as well, to respect one another. I believe people from different creeds and faiths have your own moral code, which calls you to respect, to honor, and to love. Let us abide in that. Once there is love, there is our God, for God is love. And to the people of Zimbabwe listening all over the world, may God bless you. Let us remain resilient. Let us remain strong. Let us love and respect one another wherever we are. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much. Reverend Sibanda, your last word?
I want to urge everybody to remember that Christ Jesus died on the cross for our sins and that he is coming again. As we celebrate, we commemorate his death and resurrection, let us turn this holiday into a holiday of a transformative holiday that is going to have an impact in our lives by accepting Jesus for those who have not accepted him, by accepting Jesus as our Lord, a personal Lord and Savior. As scripture says, if we believe with our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died on the cross and rose again, and we confess with our mouth, we shall be saved.
Thank you.
Everybody who is under my voice to turn to Jesus
at this point in time.
Thank you so much, Reverend. We want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Angleston Sibanda and also Father Reki Mashaya Mombe. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed Easter holiday. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Please be safe out there.